ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. So today, since it's Krishna's Appearance Day celebration, we will discuss about Krishna's pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam, which has been presented by Srila Prabhupada in the form of the Krishna book and also in the form of Nectar of Devotion. What do we do about the translation today? Will you do that? Okay, let's do simultaneous translation. Not simultaneous. Maybe sentence by sentence. So give Radha Charan Prabhu. Radha Charan Prabhu, please come. Hare Krishna. तो मैं अंग्रेजी में क्लास दूंगा और राधा चरण प्रभु जी ने हिंदी में उसका अनुवाद करेंगे। I'll just read from some parts of Krishna book. Do we have a Hindi Krishna book? Get the Hindi Krishna book and also the Nectar of Devotion. Anyway.
So just get the Hindi Krishna.
Should have prepared ourselves earlier. I'm sorry, I didn't think of it. So I will just start off just giving a background description. So Krishna decided to come. Because the demigods have prayed to Krishna. At that time, the demoniac rulers, the demoniac kings, were causing a lot of disturbance to this earth planet. And being tormented by this atrocities, Mother Earth appealed to Lord Brahma. Along with the demigods. And then Lord Brahma went to the bank of the milk ocean and offered his prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead who resides on the milk ocean. And then the Lord Kshiradokshai Vishnu told Lord Brahma, instructed Brahma in the heart that he would come to the earth planet soon. And he requested he told Brahma to ask the demigods to also take birth in the Jadu dynasty, in the Jadu family. Janmale. So according to that promise that he would come and take birth in the Jadu family, Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudev and his wife Devaki.
Well,
So when Krishna was in the womb of Mother Devaki, the demigods came to Kamsa's prison where Devaki was. Devaki along with her husband Vasudeva were imprisoned and all started to offer their prayers. They offered some very, very wonderful prayers to Krishna in the womb of Mother Devaki. So those prayers have been described in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto. So I'll just read from some part of this Bhagavatam. 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam has been presented by Srila Prabhupada in the form of Krishna books. So you can go into prayers by the demigods for Lord Sri Krishna. Okay. It is when it describes that just before they started to offer the prayer. At this time, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada and followed by many other demigods, invisibly appeared in the house of Kamsa. They began to pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in select verses, which are very pleasing to the devotees and which award fulfillment of their desires. The first words they spoke acclaimed that the Lord is true to His vow. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna descends to this material world just to protect the pious and destroy the impious. That is His vow. The demigods could understand that the Lord had taken His residence within the womb of Devaki to fulfill His vows. And they were very glad that the Lord was appearing in order to fulfill His mission. Should I help you? Okay, let me sit. जो मैं अब अंग्रेजी में पढ़ा था तो उसका अनुवाद राधा चरण प्रभु जी ने पाठ करेंगे. हम
उस समय आदर्श रूप में ब्रह्मा तथा शिव जी नारद जैसे ऋषियों तथा अन्य अनेक देवताओं के साथ कंस के घर में प्रकट हुए. उस समय आदर्श रूप में ब्रह्मा तथा शिव जी नारद जैसे ऋषियों और अनेक देवताओं के साथ कंस के घर में प्रकट हुए. ये भक्तों को अत्यंत प्रिय एवं उनकी कामनाओं को पूर्ण करने वाली चुनी हुई स्तुतियों से भगवान की प्रार्थना करने लगे. उनकी पहली घोषणा थी कि भगवान अपने कण के सच्चे होते हैं. जैसा कि भगवद्गीता में कहा गया है, श्री कृष्ण इस बौद्ध जगत में पवित्र आत्माओं की रक्षा करने और दुष्टों का विनाश करने के लिए अवतरित होते हैं. यही उनका प्रण है. देवता जान गए थे कि कृष्ण इस प्रण को पूरा करने के लिए उन्होंने देवकी के गर्भ में वास किया है. देवता परम प्रसन्न थे भगवान अपना वचन पूरा करने के लिए प्रकट हो रहे हैं, अतः उन्होंने उन्हें सत्यम परम कहकर संबोधित किया।
ना उसके बाद भी
प्रत्येक व्यक्ति सत्य की खोज में लगा है, यही जीवन की दार्शनिक
नहीं ठीक है। अप टू दैट नाउ वी गो टू द प्रेयर्स। You can, this was in page 30, it's in 30, which page?
Page 17.
17. So you, this one is 39, go up to the 5 pages, 5, 6 pages. So the demigods offered various prayers to Krishna in the womb of Mother Devaki. But I have selected just a few verses, few prayers, so I'll read that. They prayed, Dear Lord, when you appear in different incarnations, you take different names and forms according to different situations. Lord Krishna is your name because you are all attractive. You are called Shyam Sundar because of your transcendental beauty. Sham means blackish. Yet it is said that you are more beautiful than thousands of cupids. Kandarpa koti kamaniya. Although you appear in a color which is compared to the blackish cloud, because you are the transcendental absolute, your beauty is many, many times more attractive than the delicate body of Cupid. Sometimes you are called Giridhari because you lifted the hill known as Govardhan. You are sometimes called Nanda Nandan or Vasudev or Devaki Nandan because you appear as the son of Maharaj Nanda or Vasudev or Devaki. Impersonalists think that your many names or forms are given according to a particular type of work and quality because they accept you from the position of a material observer.
Hey Prabhu, jab aap vibhinn avataron mein prakat hote hain to vibhinn paristhitiyon ke anusar aap vibhinn naam और रूप धारण करते हैं। सर्व आकर्षक भूमि के कारण आपका नाम खुश है। अपने पितृ सौंदर्य के कारण आप श्याम सुंदर कहलाते हैं। श्याम का अर्थ है सांवला। यदि आप हजारों कामदेवों से अधिक सुंदर हैं, कंदर्प कोटि कमनीय, यद्यपि आपका रंग श्याम वर्ण जैसा है, किंतु दिव्य परम होने के कारण आपका सौंदर्य कामदेवी के कोमल शरीर से कई गुना आकर्षक है। कभी कभी आप निर्धारित कहलाते हैं क्योंकि आपने गोवर्धन पर्वत धारण किया है। कभी कभी आप नंदनंदन वासुदेव या नीलरतन कहलाते हैं क्योंकि आप महाराज नंद या वसुदेव अथवा देवकी के पुत्र रूप में जन्म लेते हैं। वे विशेष बात सोचते हैं कि आपके नाम तथा रूप आपके किसी विशिष्ट कार्य तथा गुण के कारण है, क्योंकि वे अपने को भौतिक प्रेक्षण
So, here the demigods are actually describing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has many names according to His qualities and according to His pastimes. He is called Krishna because the word Krishna, the Sanskrit word Krishna, means all attractive. Krishna is all attractive. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all attractive, therefore He is Krishna.
कृष्ण सब आकर्षक हैं तो परम भगवान है सभी प्रकार सब आकर्षक हैं इसलिए वो कृष्ण का नाम है.
In the material nature, we are identified by our names. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not need such identification. Our nature is subjected, or our condition is subjected to our physical status, physical condition. But that is not the case with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't need a name like us. Even if he doesn't have any name, still he will be there. And actually he doesn't need a name. He is manifest himself by the way he is, as the Supreme. But his devotee, it is not that that there was a person called Krishna who became God. Or it's not that, that there was somebody like us who was Krishna and he became God. Actually, God doesn't have to become God. He is always the Supreme Personality of God. It is very important to understand that, because nowadays some unscrupulous people, they are cheating the common people by claiming that they have become God. Krishna is not such God. Krishna is always there, Krishna will always be there as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He resides eternally in the spiritual world. And sometimes he comes down to the material nature to fulfill a specific mission. What is that mission? The main mission for Krishna's coming to this material nature is to give his association to his dear devotees. Actually, although Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita that he comes to give protect the devotees and annihilate the demons, but the real reason of Krishna's coming to the material nature is simply to give his association to his devotees and also enjoy the association and service of his devotees. To take care of the demons, Krishna doesn't have to come here. Srila Prabhupada described that just by one kick, Maya can take care of these demons. We are seeing so many demons are taken care of by the material nature. If the material nature just causes a little tremor on the surface of the earth and causes an earthquake, all these demons will be finished in no time. Or if material nature cuts the supply of oxygen, these demons will be dead in no time. So material nature can very easily take care of the demon. Krishna doesn't have to come to annihilate the demon. Krishna simply comes to give, not even protect the devotees, but to give his association to his devotees. The protection also, Krishna's different arrangements can give protection to the devotees. Actually, the Vishnu Dutas are patrolling all around. And whenever devotees are in distress and a devotee prays out, calls out to Krishna, the Vishnu Dutas immediately come to their rescue. We can recall the anecdote of Ajamil. Ajamil, when he saw the Jamadutas, Ajamil just called out Narayan. And that also he did not call Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that Narayan he indicated his son. But because he called out to Narayan, the Vishnu Dutas who were patrolling all over, all the time, they just immediately appeared. So in this way there are many indications, many instances when we see how the Supreme Personality of Godhead's divine arrangement is always there to protect the devotees. Vishnu Dutas are there. We simply have to, whenever we are in difficulty, we simply have to call out to Krishna and the Vishnu Dutas will come. It is something like when a citizen is in distress, he calls out and immediately the police comes to his rescue. So if in the material nature this police system can protect the law-abiding citizen, what to speak of the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in relation to his devotees? So, devotees therefore do not need to worry at all. Devotees who have taken shelter of Krishna, Krishna will always give them protection. Krishna sometimes may come to protect his devotees, but Krishna doesn't need to come to protect his devotees. The reason why Krishna comes to this material nature is mainly to associate with his devotees and give his association to his devotees. Devotees love Krishna. Therefore, devotees always want to have the association of Krishna. And Krishna, who fulfills the desires of his devotees, is always trying to make different arrangements to come and associate with them. So, Krishna came on this particular day about 5,000 years ago on this planet. And this particular day is very, very auspicious. And the devotees celebrate this day with great pomp and grandeur. When we celebrate the birth, when someone is very dear to us, we celebrate his birthday in great jubilation. And devotees love Krishna the most, therefore they celebrate his birthday in the most grand way. So today is that day, and we all have assembled here to celebrate Krishna's birthday. Many of you have come from distant places, and we are very happy that you all have come to celebrate this most glorious day. I also was in America, and to celebrate this day at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Madan Mohan, I also just came over here. So we all have come here with a very special purpose. So let us fulfill that purpose. And the best way to do that is by offering ourselves to the lotus feet of Krishna. So mercifully Krishna has come to this planet to rescue us, to reclaim us. Therefore, let us also respond to Krishna's purpose, Krishna's mission, and offer ourselves to his lotus feet. Krishna has come, and now we have to offer ourselves to him. Actually, Krishna, although Krishna comes, but Krishna is always there with us in our hearts as the Super Soul. So, if Krishna, if we offer ourselves to him, then he will accept us. We simply have to tell Krishna, Krishna, please allow me to surrender myself to your lotus feet. From now on, I do not want anything for myself. All I want is just to offer myself to you and do everything for your sake. What is the need for asking anything from you? Because so wonderfully you have taken care of us.
क्या आवश्यकता है आपसे किसी और चीज के लिए भाषण करने की, क्योंकि आपने इतने सुंदर प्रकार से मेरी सदैव का साथ हमें ध्यान रखा है।
Everything that we need, you have already given to us. You have given us all the food to eat. You have given us all kinds of drinks. You have given us all the oxygen to breathe. I didn't know that we needed all these things, but you made all the arrangements for all these things. Therefore, we know that you are going to take care of us in all respects, all the time. When you have already taken care of us so wonderfully, why should I ask anything from you? Just like a child, when he sees that his father is taking care of you, taking care of him, he doesn't ask the father for anything, because he knows that the father will take care of him under all circumstances.
जिस प्रकार के बालक को जब यह अनुभूति हो उसके पिता हर प्रकार की आवश्यकता की पूर्ति कर रहे हैं, तब क्या आवश्यकता उसको किसी और बात के लिए क्या करने का।
If an ordinary father in this material nature can take care of his children in such a wonderful way, what to speak of you, Krishna, who is the supreme father, and you are going to take care of us, your children, in the most wonderful way, and there is no doubt about that. Therefore, from now on, we don't have to worry about ourselves anymore. From now on, all we need to do is just try to serve you. And that service is actually an expression of our love for you. The only thing that we really need is love. Love for you. When we love you, then our life becomes full of joy. We have a loving relationship with you, Krishna. In that relationship, you love us. You are loving us, but we are not loving you, and that's why that love hasn't become complete. Therefore, if we just reciprocate your love, then that loving relationship will become complete. And as a result of that loving relationship, an inconceivable joy will be experienced that we all are hankering for all the time. So let that be our prayer for this day of Krishna's glorious appearance on this planet. So, as I mentioned earlier, that Krishna comes to give his association to his devotees. And that association is actually a loving exchange.
और वह संगति प्रेम का आदान प्रदान है।
And that loving exchange is the source of joy. We all want joy, we all want anand. And the way to get that joy is by developing our loving relationship with Krishna. And of all the loving exchanges, the Supreme Personality displays with his devotees, the highest is his loving exchange with the devotees of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, this loving exchange takes place like between the friends, between parents and son, and between lover and beloved. Yeah. These three very special loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is possible only in Vrindavan. These three relationships are friendship, parental and conjugal. Sakya, friendship. Friendship is not possible with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the friendship takes place among the equals. Now who can become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Therefore, normally, it is not possible to develop friendship with the Supreme Personality of God. We can see that in Vaikuntha, no one is a friend of Narayan. There he is surrounded by many, many devotees, millions of devotees, innumerable devotees, but no one has a friendly relationship with him. Everyone treats him like the Supreme Personality of Godhead and considers himself to be his humble servant. Now, at least friendship takes place among the equals. But parental relationship is between the father and mother and the son. So there the object of affection, of parental affection, is the son. So the son is even smaller, even inferior to the parents. So to give us the opportunity to develop parental affection, parental relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes junior, he becomes subordinate to the devotee. वो छोटा भगवान छोटा बन जाते हैं ये सख्य रस में तो समान समान के साथ बीच होता है पर वात्सल्य जो है वो उसमें उस रस में भगवान छोटा बन जाते हैं और भक्त बड़े बन जाते हैं ओके सो एंड नाउ कंजुगल देयर the loving relationship like a young boy and a young girl. There, the Lord is the paramour and the devotees are his lovers.
और वहां भगवान निवासता है और प्रेम करता है,
प्रेमी का
प्रेमी।
सो तो दीज थ्री रिलेशनशिप्स आर नॉट पॉसिबल टू डेवलप इन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड।
तो ये तीनों भाव भगवान के साथ
But in order to give his devotees an opportunity to develop these relationships with him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead become an ordinary cowherd boy. There he is just an, not even a city boy, he is just a village boy. And he is just an ordinary cowherd boy, and to develop such relationship with him is not at all difficult for anyone. So in order to allow his devotees to develop his loving relationship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests his Vrindavan pastimes. So he displays his Vrindavan pastimes, and the uniqueness of Vrindavan pastimes is that there Krishna is not God. Of course, he is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he hides his identity as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he manifests himself as a cowherd boy. As a cowherd boy, he has many friends. As a cowherd boy, he has his father and mother. And uncles and aunts and other superiors. And in Vrindavan, he has his girlfriends. And there, he has the perfect loving exchanges with his devotees. So that's why Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are so special. Actually, ordinary people, even devotees, cannot understand Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. But in order to reveal the uniqueness and the specialty of his Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is due to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that we could understand the specialty of Krishna's Vrindavan
pastimes.
There are four other Vaishnava sampradayas. And those Vaishnava sampradayas also could not understand the uniqueness of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
और
उसका विशेषता
विशेषता
बिकॉज दे यूज टू थिंक विच इज क्वाइट अंडरस्टैंडेबल दैट दे यूज टू थिंक that Krishna of Vrindavan is actually an incarnation of Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. And
they thought that Krishna
As we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, the description is like Brahma went to Kshirodakshay Vishnu, prayed to him, and Kshirodakshay Vishnu assured, okay, I'm coming. And then he took birth as the son of Devaki and Vasudev. And then Krishna was, right after his birth, he was taken to Vrindavan and he stayed there for 14 years, 15 years. And that is their
understanding.
But when Krishna came as a devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna revealed the specialty of his Vrindavan pastimes. And through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we actually got to know that Krishna is not an incarnation, but Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the origin of all incarnations. And this also has been established in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, after describing various incarnations of the Lord, it revealed the fact that ete changsha kala pumsha krishnastu bhagavan swayam. All these incarnations are his parts and parts of the parts, but Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of God, Bhagavan Swayam. And that Supreme Personality of Godhead is Leela Purushottam. This Leela Purushottam means that he is Purushottam, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his only business is to enjoy his pastimes with his devotees. He enjoys his pastimes with his devotees in Satya, Vatsalya and Madhurya Ras. And again, of these three relationships, Madhurya is the most wonderful. Actually, that's the most exalted. Sarvottam. And through these pastimes, in these mellows, what Krishna does, Krishna experiences an inconceivable joy of loving exchange with his devotees. Just to give you some examples, Krishna, sometimes he plays with his devotees as friends. And in that, one of the games they play is wrestling. So in kusti, in wrestling match, they fight with each other, and then whoever loses, he carries the winner on his back. This custom is prevalent even today. I used to see, there used to be some kustigirs when I was young in my neighborhood. And they used to fight, and whoever used to lose, he had to take the winner and make three chakras around the arena.
अनुभव योग अवस्था में पुष्टि कर लेना। हमारा ऐसा बच्चा हो जा रहा है अनुभव, हमारा ही बचपन में खुद देखा है कि उसकी पुष्टि होती थी और जो भाग जाता था वो दूसरे को अपने कंधे में लाने के लिए चक्कर लगाता था।
So Krishna also used to fight with his friends, wrestling match, and whoever would lose would carry the winner on his back. So one day Krishna was wrestling with one of his friends, and in that wrestling match Krishna lost. So his friend said, "Now Krishna, you have to carry me on your back." Krishna says, "No, no, no, I can't, I won't carry you because I didn't lose." But he says, "No, no, no." The friend said, "You lost, Krishna, don't lie. You lost. It took me so much trouble to pin you down on your back, and now you are saying that you didn't lose. Come on, you have to carry me on your back." Then Krishna says, "No, no, I didn't lose because there was a banana peel, and I slipped on the banana peel, and then you jumped on me and said that you pinned me down." Then saying that, Krishna just ran. And Krishna's friend also ran after him. And he said, "No, Krishna, you have to carry me on your back." And then finally he caught Krishna and he climbed onto Krishna's back and Krishna had to carry him. Now who can deal with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in this way? Especially one who is a devotee of Krishna, how can he ever deal with Krishna in that way? To make you understand that simple point that I am trying to make is that which devotee will dare to go onto the altar and put his foot on the deity? But in Vrindavan, that's how they deal with Krishna. They put their foot on Krishna's body, climb onto Krishna's back. Why and how? Because Krishna allows them to do that in Vrindavan. Sometimes Krishna steals butter. And not only he steals butter, he breaks the butter pots and scatters the butter all over the room. This is how he expresses his anger for Mother Yashoda. One day Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding Krishna. And at that time, the milk was boiling on the fire, and she just remembered, "Oh, the milk is just going to spill over." So she dropped Krishna on the floor and ran to take care of the milk. And Krishna thought, "I was so happily drinking my mother's milk, and look the way mother treated me." And she went to take care of the milk that was boiling, and that milk was also meant for me.
Or for food to be prepared, or for
food to be made. So Krishna felt very bad, very angry. And he sat there and he cried for a while. But then he thought that, no, I must do something to give vent to my anger. So then Krishna went and he took a stone and broke the butter pot. That butter pot. And then he ate some butter and he fed the monkeys some butter and he scattered the butter all over the room. So when Mother Yashoda came back, she couldn't find Krishna, but she saw that the room was in a mess. She realized that it is Krishna who had done that. And then she saw Krishna was hiding behind a pillar. So she picked up a stick and she ran to catch Krishna. And Krishna also ran. And now, seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead running like this out of fear, like who can ever, actually, what happened? At that time when the sages, they saw that Krishna was like a child running after, running away from Mother Yashoda out of fear, they started to smile, they started to laugh. They know who Krishna is, and they find it very humorous that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is behaving like this. Why does Krishna behave like this? Because he wants to give pleasure to his devotees. That's why Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are so wonderful. Also, at one time, Mother Yashoda, at one time, Krishna went to, I actually wanted to read this chapter, read this part from the Nectar of Devotion, but I will just skip that and I'll continue just telling the story. Ready? Okay. One day, first of all let me explain. In Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani is apparently married to somebody else, and his name is Abhimanyu.
So, Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani ka seva itni bachi se Abhimanyu se ho gaya hai.
But this is not real. It seems that she is married to Abhimanyu, but actually, Radharani is solely Krishna, only Krishna's property. This kind of arrangement is made in Vrindavan to enhance the loving relationship between Radharani and Krishna. So this loving relationship becomes intensified when there is an obstacle. So in order to create that kind of obstacle, These arrangements are they made by Yogamaya.
और जब पृथ्वी में बाधा आती है फिर मालूम पड़ता है कि योग माया के द्वारा एक भ्रष्टा की गई है पृथ्वी में कुछ बाधाएं हैं.
So one day Radharani's husband Abhimanyu had to go to a distant place.
So एक दिन राधारानी के पति अभिमन्यु को एक दूर स्थान में जाना था.
So Krishna took advantage of that situation and he appeared like Abhimanyu, he dressed up like Abhimanyu, became like Abhimanyu and came back to the house, came to the house. So Radharani's mother-in-law, Abhimanyu's mother, Jyotila, asked, what happened my son, you just left and you came back so quickly? And he said, yes, I thought that work I can do afterwards. I just came back because I was missing you, mother. So Jatila said, okay, my son, I am also very happy that you came back. Because I can't actually tolerate separation. So she invited Krishna, Abhimanyu, Krishna and Abhimanyu into the house. And so in the meantime, real Abhimanyu came back. So Krishna saw that Abhimanyu coming. So he went to Jatila and said, mother, mother, see, Krishna is coming as me. So Jatila said, okay, I'll take care of him. So she picked up a broom. And as Abhimanyu came, she started to beat him with the broom, with the stick. So Abhimanyu started to shout, started to cry, mother, mother, why are you beating me? And Jyotila said, yes, I am your mother. And she started to beat him. So in this way, Krishna, by performing his wonderful pastimes, drowns his devotees in an ocean of ecstasy. Iti driksha lilavir anand kunde shaghosham nimajjantam akkhapayam. In this way, Krishna drowns his devotees in an ocean of ecstasy. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki, Granthadashramad Bhagavatam Ki, Gaur Premanand.